broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben, there's only 74 days left until the Century Tournament of Champions. If you would like to get involved in this first of the year event, 2023 Century Tournament of Champions, become a volunteer. So many different volunteer stations are available to choose from. You can just go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com or just put that in your search engine and you'll find it, and you can sign up and really enjoy some of the tournaments happening this weekend. The Dominion Energy Charity Classic, that's happening in Richmond, Virginia. That's on the PGA Tour Champions, PGA European Tour, Mallorca Golf Open, BMW Ladies Championship is underway. Allison Corpuz, Hawaii's Allison Corpuz, is tied for 19th at 6 under. And the CJ Cup in South Carolina, Congaree Golf Club, Ridgeland, South Carolina. Very interesting golf course because a lot of these guys have never played it. It's going to be tight because John Rahm is breathing down the leader's neck. And would you want John Rahm coming at you? No. All right, if you'd like to play around of golf, Volcano Golf Club has a 936 where it's 60 degrees, 11% chance of rain, and 90% humidity. We've got rain on Oahu, and there's a tee time at 8:42 at Turtle Bay. The Royal Hawaiian Country Club at 8:48. There's at Makaha East a 9:27, and the BCA Club is going out. We've also got the Southside Men's Club. They're playing on Kauai, Poipu Bay. There is an 8:30, 9:20, 11:50 open there too. And Wailea on the Gold Course, 11:10, Emerald 11:30, Blue Course a 9:10. We're giving away one of those fabulous Golf Tech golf gloves today. 808-545-1111 is the number to call. Guests today, terrific lineup. Bob Pritchard joins us. Attila Cerez joins us. Isaiah Mazzeghi and Karen Palacios Jensen coming in together. And Mike Nichols is going to kick it off right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Powers Superstore, next to the Costco gas station. We got merchandise busting at the seams. Honda blowers, weed whackers, generators, steel, Maruyama. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Cypac Cybersecurity, Hawaii's experts in cybercrime, ransom, and security. Keep your company safe. Call Cypac. Call Cypac. Cross Country Mortgage. Go see the experts and get your money ready to buy the home you want. Here's Danielle Tucker.
And thank you so much. Mike Nichols, Chief of Sponsorship Strategy and Activation Group 1001, investing in strategic partnerships to transform communities through sports and education. Mike Nichols, you may know his name. He was at the lead Ebsen Tour, the feeder tour into the LPGA. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mike.
It's good to be back, Danielle. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. It's good having you on the show. And Group 1001, tell us a little about what you do.
Yeah, sure. So, I spent 16, as you referenced, I spent 16 years with the LPGA, and just for about the last 2 months, I've been joined Group 1001, and I'm overseeing their sports sponsorship portfolio. And so, not getting too much into the weeds or boring your listeners too much, but we have a series of life insurance and annuities companies under Group 1001. The one that people might be most familiar with, which is our sort of most consumer-facing brand, which is Gainbridge, which has been a sponsor of an LPGA tournament for a number of years. We're a presenting sponsor of the Indy 500. We have our name on the field house that the Pacers play in, as well as a number of other things throughout the country. But Gainbridge might be the brand that people are most familiar with and have heard, especially if they're fans of the LPGA.
Exactly. Gainbridge at Pelican Bay. that, you know, now let's go straight to that. You announced something, a partnership with Annika Sorenstam, now hosting what will be the Annika driven by Gamebridge at Pelican. Tell us, how did this partnership come about?
Sure. So the Gamebridge, or some of, as I mentioned, the family of companies under Group 1001, back in 2017, we were sponsors of the Indy Women in Tech out at the golf course that runs through the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So we did that from 2017 to 2019, and then from 2020 to 22, we sponsored the LPGA tournament down in Boca Rio outside of Boca Raton. So we did that through this year. Played it this year in January, February, somewhere in that time frame. So next year, what we're going to do is we're going to take our sponsorship and we're going to partner up with the event that precedes the CME Tour Championship on the LPGA. It's currently called the Pelican Championship. This, I think, will be the second year of that event. Well, next year in 2023, we'll be coming together and partnering and hosting an event, raising the purse. It's an incredible venue there. Dan Doyle and the folks there at Pelican, just a first-class venue. And obviously, having Annika serve as the hostess for the event is really elevating the event. And it will be such an important event, given, that, again, the huge purse and the fact that it's the final sort of full-field event preceding the CME Tour Championship down in Naples.
God, that's great. $2 million. It's awesome to hear those numbers on the women's tour. You were pretty instrumental during your period with Epson Tour in starting to really elevate the Epson Tour so that more money was coming in. You've got some experience in this department. What does that take?
Well, it just really takes committed partners, to be honest with you. You know, I was very fortunate on the LPGA side, you know, to have Symetra for a title sponsor for 10 years, and then obviously welcoming Epson into the fold this last year. And really, you know, partnering with Epson on that opportunity, and they said, you know, we want to be seen as a leader here in women's sports and elevating women's sports. And, you know, that was very much what attracted me to Group 1001 and what they're doing in the women's sports space, obviously, with this event. With Annika, which actually the purse, I think it's going to get announced that this year's tournament will actually be bumped from $2 million going forward with the event next year. I think it will be one of the premier events in terms of purses. But, wow. You know, the other things that we do you know, we just sponsored the Billie Jean King Cup. For those of who are tennis fans, they may be familiar with the Davis Cup. The women's event has historically been called the Federation's Cup, and a couple years ago they renamed it honoring Billie Jean King. So we're actually the sponsor of that. As well as we actually have a company under our umbrella that might be interested to folks who are interested in sort of women's professional athletics, but it's a company called Parity. And what we try to do is pair up athletes with companies who are, you know, where there might be lesser known athletes. Think of like Olympians who you may only be familiar with once every 4 years, but they may resonate in certain communities. So we're trying to use technology to pair those athletes up with companies and hopefully put money in those athletes' pockets. So, you know, it all comes back to, you know, your original question, what does it take? It takes a company, and in this case, our founder, Dan Powers, who heads up all of Group 1001, sort of having a vision and saying, hey, we want to try to make a difference in these professional women athletes' lives. So it's really just that commitment from, you know, these companies as well as the people who work there.
And it's incredible what you're doing for athletes, for women athletes. And this is a quote from Annika Sorenstam. It's an incredible honor to host one of the premier events on the LPGA Tour schedule at Pelican Golf Club, a world-class facility, alongside my good friends at Gamebridge, and giving back to the game I love. Mentoring the game's next generation of players have always been at the forefront of everything we do. I'm excited to kick off this great new partnership, elevate this tournament to new heights on the LPGA Tour, and it's being played on her home course. I think that's very cool. Lake Nona is quite the destination. Not very many people get to play there.
Yeah, that actually, Annika played at Lake Nona. This event is actually going to be at Pelican Country Club in Tampa.
Me.
So
yes.
That's actually where it's going to be held. But she actually did play in this event a couple of iterations ago when we did play it at Lake Nona at her home course. But the thing I can say about Annika is that, you know, Annika really has been about, as many people are familiar with, the Annika Foundation and giving back to the game and really helping to, you know, support these up-and-coming players. You know, not all of them necessarily going to be professional golfers, but they've gone on to have very successful careers. The folks that have played in these Annika amateur championships around the world, excuse me, and then bumped number of those players have obviously came up through the Epson Tour as well as through the LPGA. So we're obviously aligning our GameBridge brand with Annika and everything that she stands for. It's truly a partnership we're proud of.
Thank you very much. I mean, I realize I made a major mistake because it was played at GameBridge at Pelican, the home course, like Nona, when she returned to competition for the first time in 13 years and made the cut. That was really the beginning of her really getting back into the game and competing. And she's been doing it more often now. Have you had a chance to talk to her about what it's like for her being back in competition?
A little bit. So she came back out. She obviously played in that event and then they subsequently followed it up by winning the U.S. Senior Women's Open when that was played up in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And then I actually had the opportunity to follow her around for the final round of this year's U.S. Senior Women's Open, which was held at NCR Country Club in Dayton, Ohio. I happened to be up in the area and watched her play. And so, it's definitely, I think that those players of that sort of generation, Carter Webb and, that sort of group of elite players really enjoy getting out there and competing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's in their blood. But it's scary at the same time when you haven't been out and you haven't practiced and you've been raising your children and doing your family. You got lots of business things going on, but you can devote yourself when you would normally be working out, doing reps on the court, just doing what you got to do to compete. And she came out and did a great job. It's wonderful to see. Annika Sorenstam is pretty much involved around the world, co-hosting the Volvo Car Scandinavian mixed with Henrik Stenson on the LET and the DP World Tour. What else does she want to do?
Yeah, I think a lot of what she spent her time and effort doing with the foundation is in these amateur tournaments that are happening around the country. So there's a number of them. I know she partners with 3M on an event up in Minneapolis and hosts one here in Florida as well. So I know she does a couple around the country, but I also know that she supports them in places like, Asia, as well as Latin America and Europe. So she's got sort of this network of, I think it's like five or six events around the world. That are elite amateur tournaments, like similar to the highest level of the AJGA.
Exactly.
So, like I said, she's really supported those players, and we've seen a lot of them make their way, to elite college programs and then on to the Epson and LPGA Tour in many cases.
So before joining the LPGA, you served as championship director of the 2005 U.S. Senior Open, which, by the way, this year is going to be played in a beautiful old town, Stevens Point, at Century World. Really excited. I just came back from there not long ago. But you've also taught classes as adjunct professor in sports business at Stetson. So when you get in front of a group of people wanting to learn the business, the sports business world, what are your focuses? How do you bring that to the classroom?
Yeah, well, having been in almost on the sales side for most of my life, I try to sort of convey to them at the end of the day, while we all enjoy sports and like watching it on TV, et cetera, that they've got to get into the mindset that it's ultimately a business, and that every decision, good or bad, that's made in whatever sport, professional sport in particular, or college, frankly, right now, that they want to get into is somehow driven by money. So, it sounds sort of crass and commercial, but I try to remind them, like, hey, it's not all fun and games. Like, at the end of the day, if you want to get a job in sports, you got to figure out how you can bring value to the company. It's not always necessarily selling. If you're an athletic trainer, it's keeping those people healthy and on the field so that they don't have to go, pick up other folks, go pay to get other athletes or whatever the case might be. So just talking about that, and then just the importance of, you know, networking and who you know. I mean, as you know, Danielle, it's golf in particular is a very small world. I'm sure we're all separated by about two people in sort of the golf industry. And so just how important it is to, you know, at that age, build their network and use, you know, tools like LinkedIn that weren't available to you and I when we were sitting there in, you know, in classrooms back in the day, and how much of a valuable a tool that is to help them in their careers going forward. So we actually spent, in some of my classes, I actually spent two classes just focused on their LinkedIn profile, because I thought, if anything that I'm going to teach in this class, if they learn how to use LinkedIn and network appropriately, you know, that will be something that will serve them, you know, many years down the road. And hopefully I can sort of jumpstart that for many of them who didn't already have LinkedIn profiles.
Oh, that's a huge lesson for folks listening right now. Okay. Do you talk much about LIV and the transformation in the golf sphere, speaking of money, monetizing, how important that is now in this game?
Well, yeah, there's no question that LIV has obviously changed the landscape. You know, they're clearly a disruptor, right? They've come in with sums, you know, clearly bottomless sums of money that maybe don't make, you know, for those of us who've been in the golf industry for 25 years, where you sort of look at the cost benefit of what they're doing and how they're spending their money and where the return on that investment is. So I would say that would probably be the one thing that in talking to the students and saying, hey, everything needs to make sense. I think LIV and sort of the money they're spending would be the only thing that I've seen in all of my years in the sports industry that sort of falls out of the parameters of needing to have some sort of cost benefit or ROI that makes sense, because it just seems to be a bottomless supply of money.
Yes, exactly. And there's been talk, and I don't know anything. I'm here in Hawaii. I can just listen to what I can pick up. That at one point, at some point, they're going to want to have franchises that they're able to sell. The Saudi investment fund, the public investment fund, so that they can recoup some of all this money that they're pouring into LIV Golf as we know it today. That eventually they're actually going to want that ROI. And I just don't see it developing that way. It's just going to be very interesting where so much of it is playing out in the courts. And we don't really know what's happening within the leadership and who's in charge and how much does Phil Mickelson mean to this organization and Greg Norman's leadership. It's if nothing else, it's a fascinating look at a business that is trying to develop itself only on money.
Yeah, absolutely. Only on money. And I don't know, I'm sort of like you, sort of looking at it from the periphery. But it, what's interesting about it is that it might, whether they have an affinity for golf, which I'm going to take them at their word that they do have an affinity for golf. But like, if you look at how many sports they could probably come in and be this much of a disruptor, I'm not sure besides golf and tennis, I could really think of any other sports. Because those are sports that are very much sort of independent contractors. Mm-hmm. Like you can sort of build it and not necessarily have everybody. Like, I don't know how, if you were to do NFL football or European football or any of that, how you could, obviously they bought a team in Premier League, but I just don't know how they could actually create their own league in anything that doesn't have a bunch of independent contractors, maybe like F1 racing or something like that. But it's it will definitely be fascinating to look back on 5 years from now, and that's, I think it's going to take that sort of timeline for all this stuff to play out.
Yeah. Well, it's been good for the athletes. And I wonder whether, there's a lot of people who fear they'll move into the LPGA sphere. Some players don't really want that to happen. There's lots of talk that there are talks between the leadership of the LPGA and the Saudi Public Investment Fund. So, it's all mystery. And I think when people say, why do they keep talking about it? It's because this has never happened before. how do you create majors? We're going to make majors. You're going to make a major. Okay. Well, it's all very interesting, and I really thank you. I'm very excited at what you're doing and how your focus is on women in game, not just golf, but in tennis and in sports in general, and elevating their experience and their, you know, ability to travel. And I mean, just thinking of Hawaii's Allison Corpus traveling around the world, you know, she's still struggling to make it. And that's a big, big part of the commitment these young women have to this game that we really need to focus on our attention and our, you know, support to. So thank you very much, Mike Nichols.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me on, Danielle, and shining a spotlight on it. And happy to be on it any other time, maybe in advance of next year's Anakin tournament. Would love to talk about it when the pieces all come together, but look for some big announcements the week of this year's tournament, which is 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. So we got some big announcements coming at this year's Pelican event for the Anika event next year.
Awesome. Mike Nichols is Chief of Sponsorship Strategy and Activation, Group 1001, investing in strategic partnerships to transform communities through sports and education. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're coming back. We've got, you know, there are things that happen in life where they're coincidences, and then they're, you know, magnificent coincidences when somebody you've known for a long time, been on the show a long time, and then you come to find out that somebody way off in Africa has been getting help from this person. And I'm talking about Karen Palacios Jensen and Isaiah Memzwegi, founder of our Afria Golf Academy. I always wonder if I'm pronouncing that word right, from Uganda. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii's savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Ball set up sweetly in the bunker. I set myself comfortably into the sand, swing for under the ball, and it sails up onto the green and into the hole. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, we're dreaming today. This is wonderful. Karen Palacios Jensen, CardioGolf.com. That's what she created. Cardio Golf, Cardio Golf TV, LPGA Master Teaching Professional, a lead instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainer, the only LPGA professional on the list. You can find her, Cardio Golf, on Facebook, Cardio Golf. Okay, CardioGolf.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Karen.
Thanks so thanks for having me. It's always great to be on your show, Danielle.
It's a pleasure having you. And, you know, when I was opening this at the beginning before the spots, it was such a coincidence. Isaiah Mimzegi, the founder of Afria Golf Academy in Uganda, it told me that, you know, he was on the show. I didn't make any connections. All of a sudden, I'm hearing that you are helping him in Uganda as he tries to get his academy, the very first academy in that East Central Africa, training kids on how to excel in golf, education, and environment conservation. And you're a part of his world. So first, let's talk a little bit about cardio golf and what is that for folks who've just joined us.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks for asking. So cardio golf is a golf and fitness program I designed to help golfers of all levels. So everyone knows that they need to exercise anyway for better health, right? So if you're a golfer, why not work on your golf and your fitness at the same time? So I've designed programs where you can get cardio, endurance, mobility, swing drills. You can do it at home. It's a group fitness class that I teach. Also, it's an online academy, and I'm just a small part of Isaiah's world. What he's doing is amazing, and I'm just giving him some of my cardio golf programming so that he can teach the kids, because it's very conducive to a group that he's doing it, and he's very much into fitness. And, you know, I've not met him in person. We've only spoken online, and but he's a person that I can tell he already gets me. He knows exactly what I'm doing, and I know exactly what he's doing. So we've gelled really well, and he's just using my programming. So I'm just a very small part of what he's doing.
It is wonderful. So Karen Palacios Jensen, Olympic gold medalist Dan Jensen, Karen's husband, he uses her exercise program and her exercise aids. And so all of these things come together with how she's helping Isaiah. So let's bring Isaiah Mimzegi into the golf club. Isaiah, welcome in. Okay. We don't have Isaiah online, so we have Karen, but for some reason, Isaiah, I know he tried to use the conference connection, and it was working for him. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, the golf swing for many years. Golf commentators talked about the golf swing starting from the ground up. That you need to use your feet, you know, and the earth. The earth is your power. Now, how does the earth become your power? It seems so unlikely.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. So you're really, what's happening is you're really winding up your body to get in a position to use the ground to push off of. And when you push off your lower body, then your arms are slung and you hit the ball, and that's how you get power. Where a lot of people go wrong is they try to help the ball up in the air with just their upper body, their hands and their arms, they flick at it. One of the devices that I have is my cardio ball slope, and it's a fitness step. Like if you imagine a fitness step, but with a golf twist, it's actually curved. And the reason it's curved is because, think about it, Danielle, on the golf course, you never have a completely flat lie. You know, even in Hawaii, you guys do have mountains and some hills. So you're never a completely flat lie. So why would you want to just practice on a flat lie? So with my slope,
yes,
you can put your foot up and down, and you can do it uphill, downhill, side hill, ball below the feet. And there's nowhere ever to practice those. The driving ranges are beautiful. They're completely flat land. So people are like, oh, I hit the ball great on the driving range. And then they go to the golf course, and they got the ball above the feet, you know, and they don't know how to hit it from there. That's because nobody practices. So my device is a way for you to practice and feel that. It also helps a lot with the weight shift. So I don't know if you've ever experienced when you're on an uphill lie, you know, with your back foot a little bit higher, how sometimes you hit the ball better. And that's because that gets your weight behind the ball more easily than if you're on a flat surface. So, it's a really great tool. And I can't wait to talk to Isaiah if he ever comes on, but I would love to send him my slopes to Uganda. But right now, with the cost of shipping so incredibly fast. I live over there, so if anybody's in the shipping industry and wants to do a great deed and ship some floats over to Uganda, I will gladly help them out.
That would be wonderful. I know that he is calling in now. You know, it's something I was talking with Mike Nichols, and he said that LinkedIn is such a very cool device for young people to get connections. You know, you start learning about people around the world and connecting with them at a time when we were growing up, there was no way. It just didn't happen. So it's really expensive to text somebody in Uganda. And here I just used Twitter, a direct message saying, he said he's going to call in 30 minutes. I said, no, call now. But that was 30 minutes ago. I thought he was already coming in. So he's calling in now. So we should be connected with Isaiah any minute. And his enthusiasm, his mission is to network with international golf clubs and golf academies to establish an environment of inclusion in training the development of golf and education in Africa, and to be the number one golf academy in the world. It's wonderful. His vision is to provide golf and life skills for all children, to build hope for the underprivileged, minority children like girls and disabled in sports, and become the principal golf academy on the continent of Africa and the world at large. It's people with visions, with ideas, and putting their commitment into it that really makes the difference in everything. And I think Isaiah is in now. Isaiah Mensegi, can you tell me how to pronounce your last name correctly?
Thank you so much, Daniela, for inviting me to be on this very podcast to really share what we are doing here in Africa. Yeah, my pronunciation for my other name is Mensegi.
Oh, I did a pretty okay job. Karen Palacios Jensen, here's Isaiah Mensegi. I'm so glad to put you two together in a conversation here on the show.
Yeah, it's so nice to talk to you.
It's
so great to talk to you. I was telling Danielle that although that we have not met in person, I feel like we are kindred spirits and that we know each other. You get me, because everything that I see that you're doing with your kids, the movement, showing them how to move better and use their bodies and their minds and to work with the environment. I mean, that's all what I'm about. So it's fantastic to meet you.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, Karen. We really greatly appreciate you for all the good work you're doing. And we really, like, appreciate your involvement in what we are doing. And what you're doing there is, like, very special, very unique, and it's contributing a lot to the what we're calling the growing the game of golf, because growing the game is not only just bringing people to hit the balls and they go, but it's all about bringing in the different aspects of the game. And what you're doing, to me, I believe is something that is great.
Yes. How many kids are you working with now, Isaiah?
We are working with 350 kids in Afreya Golf Academy here in Uganda.
The Afreya Golf Academy in Uganda, 300 plus children. That's magnificent. The purpose in his statement is enhancing youth capabilities in terms of academic enhancement, sports competencies, environment conservation, and sensitization, with a view to empower the youth for civic awareness and socioeconomic sustainability. Now, I have to ask you, do you see golf as a way for children to elevate their stature within their own community?
Yes, golf can really do it, because if I take my example to myself, like where I come from, I don't come from a really wealthy family, but I've been able to pass through a number of ways in golf to be where I am right now. So golf has given me access to people who can, like, support me with my education, who could support me to further my golf skills and the rest. And what we are doing at the academy is the same. So the academy is creating a platform for all these kids from the different walks of life to find a way on how golf can enable them to achieve their full potential. So their full potential could be becoming environmentalists, becoming scientists, becoming anything, becoming both professionals. Whichever line they feel like is going to make them happy in life is what the academy is offering. So GOF has that capacity to really bring out all that from the different communities.
Now, I'm wondering, when I said elevate, I wasn't necessarily thinking about finances. Does golf sharpen the mental skills of a child in addition to the physical abilities?
Yes, golf is doing so, because when actually we started working with Karen, we realized the kids started now really becoming very sharp in understanding the different things that what is affecting them. And that's something we thought was changing. And that's why we feel like we need to share much more with what Cardio Golf is doing.
Karen.
Yes, and you know, yes, I was just going to say about elevating people, there's so many different aspects of the career of golf. Like, I'm a golf instructor and I have fitness. And so I'm not necessarily playing in tournaments, but I have a career from golf. There's golf superintendents. They need to take care of the grass, learn about the trees. There's the mental side of it, teaching kids in business, running a pro shop. So there's so many different aspects of the game. You not necessarily need to be the next Tiger Woods, but you could be the next Susie Whaley or David Ledbetter or, you know, the golf superintendent.
Absolutely. And yeah, I think the challenge is, excuse me, Isaiah, go ahead.
No, you can go ahead. That's very correct. I strongly agree what she's saying. Really, like, golf really creates that platform for kids to learn so many things. So as she's saying, one can become a course superintendent, one could become good at operating a golf shop and the rest, which can change their lives.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I always think of the child on the tee and looking at all the different things that they have to calculate, and all the different challenges ahead on the golf course, just in general, and staying in their own lane and being able to, whether someone seems to be doing better than them at the moment, just knowing that if they just persevere, they can continue on and possibly be the champion of the particular tournament. Or win in a game that they're playing just as kids, you know, going out to play. And it's such a wonderful way to do it. And getting children from all walks of life involved exposes all the kids to different people and different experiences and different ways of thinking. So it's a kind of sport that is walking and talking and you know, figuring out, calculating. It's just so much is going on with the mind and the body and the spirit all together that it's really good. It's good to see what you're doing, Isaiah, in Uganda. Do you have a network of academies that you're working with?
Yes, so we are having a network of other academies we're working world over. We are in the UK, we are working with the Three Hammers Golf Academy, so one of the leading golf academies in the UK. We are working with them, and we are also going to be opening up a new relationship with another golf club in Australia probably next month. So we shall be having a number of activities we shall be organizing, whereby some of our kids will be networking with other kids from Australia online. We can set online challenges where our kids can compete with the other kids, but in a way that is giving them an opportunity to network and share how things happen there, how are they learning, how are the coaches training them, different aspects of the game, and what the game is really like going to help them in the future.
So it's a geography lesson in addition to everything else. Karen.
I'm still here, and I'm just flabbergasted by all the aspects that Isaiah has been doing, and it's amazing, and I'm really happy that we connected. And like I said, I haven't met him in person, but I really feel that we're kind of like brother and sisters from different mothers across the world. I appreciate what he's been doing for everyone, and I would love to continue to help, so let me know how I can help more.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, really your involvement in providing us with the weekly videos, which we really provide to the kids to learn on how to use the slope and the rest. It's already giving out results, but if you can continue, of course, pushing our brand outside there, sharing it within your networks, and if there is anyone who may want maybe, for example, to become a mentor for one of the kids in the academy, that's quite very interesting and something that the academy will definitely appreciate. So any kind of support really that can come and make a difference here in Africa, you know, the difference is not made by something very big. It can be like someone putting on a t-shirt of Cardio Golf is something that can change someone's life, because someone doesn't have it here. By providing that to someone here makes a difference. So those are some of the areas I'm really looking at of cooperation and continue growing the game and showing people like, yeah, this is how the world needs all to connect here.
So did you say someone who might want to be a mentor?
Yes, the provision of someone becoming a mentor for one of the kids in the academy. So if you become a mentor for one of the kids in the academy, you would say, maybe I'll take up this kid, I'll provide for him his maybe school fees. School fees here for the entire term is about just $100. So that one would provide a kid with his education, school fees for the entire year.
Wow. That $100.
Yeah. $100, yeah, we cater for a kid's school fees for the entire year.
Okay, well, now that I know that, I will keep my ears and eyes open, and let's see if we can find you some more mentors and some more support.
Right on.
Yeah, thank you. Greatly appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Isaiah Memzwegi, founder of the Afria, say it for me, Isaiah.
That's very correct. It's Afria Golf Academy. The name actually comes from the continent of Africa. So that's where we generated it from. Afria Golf Academy, yeah.
Afria, yes. Well, I figured the beginning part was Africa, and I just didn't know how to Afria make the connection. And Karen Palacios Jensen, thank you so much for all you do. You know, we don't even know half the stuff you probably do, and we really just are so thrilled that you were on the show today.
Yeah, and thanks for connecting me with Isaiah. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for connecting me with Isaiah.
Okay.
Isaiah, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for all you do. And we will definitely be in touch and sending out, you know, the word. I'll be resharing this segment of the show. Okay?
Yeah, thank you so much, Daniela, for really giving us a big opportunity to be on this Golf Club Radio to share what we're doing here in Africa. What you're doing is greatly so great, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much, and continue giving us the best always.
Okay, thank you. Aloha, both of you. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking about Bob Pritchard has an interesting philosophy about the body and how it works, and that you know, working out and doing all that, stretching, he just has a whole different way of looking at it and becoming limber. And one of the most important things that when I was reading about him, breathing. My goodness, sometimes I forget to breathe, and I'm talking about the breath from the abdomen, not the upper chest breathing. That won't get you much of anything. You need to go really deep. And that just, all of a sudden, the brain is getting oxygen. My goodness, what a concept. And you feel better. You sort of calm down. But we're not going to just talk about breathing. We're going to be talking about getting you in great shape. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission
mission at CyPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having CyPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at CyPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair, mold remediation, asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned. What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style. Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the break, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter? I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Now, that's a quiet mind. Oh, you know, this past few days, Kauai's Wailua Golf Course in Lihue hosted the 13th World Deaf Championship. 116 deaf and hard of hearing golfers from 14 countries. 14 countries came out here to Hawaii, competed in a 72-hole stroke play tournament, 12 divisions, and I love this part. The divisions included men's and women's team, men's and women's senior team, men's super senior teams, as well as junior boys and girls. The World Deaf Golf Championships, established in 1995, held every 2 years. This is the first time since 2018, after the 2020 World Deaf Golf Championships were canceled because of COVID, of course. So the previous World Deaf Golf Championships were in England, Ireland, South Africa, Australia, Sweden, Japan, Scotland, Denmark, and Canada, and they chose Hawaii for the United States. Cool. So if you're going to go out and play a round of golf today, and of course, why not? You know, it's a beautiful day. Just make sure you hydrate. On Oahu, there's quite a bit of rain falling down. So, It's, just quite a bit of rain. A forecast calls for rainy conditions, some sunny conditions. And thankfully, the trade winds are with us again. The real trade winds, yes. On the Big Island, I was called the Big Island, on Hawaii Island, volcano, 60 degrees, 90% humidity. I'm sure the rain is going to come and take care of you. So if you'd like to play Southside Boxing, that group is going out at Maui Nui at 1 o'clock. This afternoon, there's a tea time if you'd like to get out to Maui Nui. Wailea's Gold Course has an 1120, Emerald 1140, Blue at 1250. Makaha East, where the BCA Club is playing, there's a 1012 and a 1057. If you're in the neighborhood, there's a 945. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 936 and noon. Turtle Bay has an 842 and 930. Turtle Bay, I haven't been out there in so long. I need to go back out. Now, if you want to play at Poipu Bay, there is an 1150. On the South Side Men's Club, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Can't help myself. I've been doing that for years. Volcano Golf Club has an 850, a 936, and 11 o'clock, by the way. And must-haves in your golf cart. Always bring a towel. carry at least one extra glove. And you know, we're giving away the glove today. This one is the CopperTech glove for folks with pained hands. This will bring you relief. It is so cool putting this glove on. It's CopperTech. Okay, all you got to be is the ninth caller. 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. Okay, other things you need to use, tees that are all the same length. Carry a green repair tool. Carry a green repair tool. I'm going to give away a Divx, the divot repair tool next week. Have something to eat and drink. Use a range finder or an app. Always be the one with the sunblock. Yes, have sunblock. Have a Bluetooth speaker for the right moment. Have cash in your wallet. You never know, you know. And have a battery charger in your bag. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii-savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eboli. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Waipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and we will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay on the Garden Isle. Only three parts to the golf swing: the backswing, the impact position, and follow through. So why is my head exploding? Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Well, Bob Pritchard, President, SOMAX Performance Institute, the SOMAX Sports Corporation, performance specialist for golf, tennis, swimming. From what I can see, just about anything would apply in this case. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Thanks, Danielle. Good to be here.
It's good to have you. So, stiffness, lack of flexibility, I mean, that's not just old people. That's everybody who's got to sit in a chair for most of their day or doesn't get a lot of opportunity to go out. How can you help, and what is this about the microfibers of our body?
Well, about 50 years ago, I discovered how to release a mild form of scar tissue called microfibers that develop in the connective tissue between the muscles, usually as a result of injury, impacts, or overuse like distance running or lifting weights. I originally started working with runners as the running boom was taking off, and these guys all had problems with tight hamstrings. As I released the microfibers around their hamstrings, they not only doubled and tripled their hamstring flexibility in a couple of weeks, but they also cut a minute per mile off their daily run pace.
Wow. That's significant. Now, how do you release them?
Well, how I release them is a trade secret. But once I saw that they were making these huge improvements in performance, I realized that I really needed to understand why that was happening. It just wasn't obvious to me. So this led me to a study of kinematics, and I soon began to make a number of interesting discoveries by studying, body movement in different sports. And one of the discoveries I made while I was working mostly with runners is that the shoulders are the main cause of most running injuries. So I realized from that I had to look at the whole system instead of looking at symptoms that most people do. So some of my runners also played golf and asked me to help them with their golf game. Since I didn't really know anything about golf, I just started buying videotapes of historically great golfers like Snead, Jones, Nelson, Palmer, and Nicholas. And what impressed me was the huge range of motion or flexibility these players had and how little flexibility my golfers had. So over a period of time, I discovered about 30 golf-specific ranges, such as 60 degrees of internal hip rotation, 110 degrees of trunk rotation, 110 degrees of neck rotation, that were necessary for an efficient and also effective golf swing. A little bit later, I was hired by David Ledbetter to release microfibers in himself, his wife, who was a former LPGA player, and his son. And he was so pleased with the results that he referred several of his pro golfers to me. So I've worked with a total of four tour pros. One of them won the U.S. Open as a rookie. Another went from 113th to number one in putting, and then set a new PGA record for the least number of putts in a tournament. Another quadrupled their tour income, and a fourth increased his longest drive from 295. And this was basically all from releasing microfibers that had formed as a result of prior falls or impacts or lifting weights or something like that. And then this again led to new discoveries, such as the importance of neck flexibility to putting. One example is the golfer who went from 113th on tour to number one in putting average. I didn't give him any putting tips or instruction. I just released microfibers in his neck. And the looser his neck, the better he putted. And this is why I don't think that golf is 90% mental, as people say. I think it's really 90% microfibers. I think a good example of that is Tom Watson. Okay, people who remember him as one of the greatest putters of all time. In 1987, a reporter friend of mine called up and said he had press passes to the practice rounds at the U.S. Open at the Olympic Club, which is not very far from me. He brought along a golf instructor friend, and as we were crossing the Golden Gate Bridge, my reporter friend told his instructor friend that I could tell what kind of problems a golfer had just by watching him walk. Well, of course, this instructor said that was impossible and bet me I couldn't do it. So we agreed on a $50 bet for each golfer he would point out on the course. I got the first five right, much to his dismay, and he was down $250. So he said he would go double or nothing for the last one and pointed to a golfer walking away from us. I looked at the guy, saw that his hips, back, and shoulders were all very loose. They were all moving, but his neck was stiff. So I said, that guy has problems with his putting. And you should have seen this instructor. His jaw just dropped. And he said, well, that's Tom Watson, and he does have problems with his putting, but how do you know that? And I explained what I saw and reminded him that he owed me $500, which, of course, he never paid anyway. So then my reporter friend told us that our press passes could get us down into the locker room, and the instructor got all excited because he could finally, meet and greet his golf heroes. So We went into the locker room. He saw Watson putting away his clubs, and he literally grabbed me by the shirt and dragged me across the room and said, "Mr. Watson, this is Bob Pritchard, and he noticed you have a problem with your neck that has affected your putting." So Watson reached his hand up and rubbed his neck and said, "Gee, I didn't know it was that obvious." And I explained to him it was my business to notice lack of movement, but what I didn't understand was that he had he was very flexible everywhere else, but his neck was stiff. And he said, "Well, that's simple. 3 years ago, I was rear-ended in an auto accident and had a whiplash, and my neck has been stiff ever since." Well, 3 years ago was 1984, and that was the year his putting went south.
Wow.
So I gave Watson my card and said, "Give me a call," but I never heard from him, and his putting never improved. And the poor guy went from one of the greatest putters in golf to missing putts just because of a stiff neck. You know, he didn't lose any other skill, or there wasn't any problems with anything else. It was just his neck. And so the reason the neck is the key to putting is that the smallest amount of head movement during the putt will cause you to mishit the putt. Golfers are told to keep their head still, but you can't really keep your head still when your neck is stiff because your shoulders are rotating during your putt. So when I do an initial evaluation of golfers, I always have them do 4 20-foot carpet putts after they've warmed up. And most of my golfers are single-digit players and usually make 1 out of 4 putts at 20 feet, which is probably equivalent to about a 60-foot putt on the green. So then I loosen up just their neck, and they come back, and usually they make 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 4. I had one guy make 8 out of 8 in a row.
Wow.
And another guy made 12 out of 12. Okay, and this is why I say that microfibers and tension in the neck are the key to putting. Okay, it's not really, it's not instruction, it's not motivation, it's just really, is your head free from your shoulders, or is it going to move when you during your putting? So in addition to my background in anatomy, I've done actually 20 full body dissections. I think most physicians have only done one. I also have a background in applied engineering. I was machining parts for NASA when I was just 16 years old, and I built my first house when I was 18. When I looked at what is called the modern golf swing, which starts by shifting the hips toward the target with a restricted backswing, it really never made sense to me. I later learned that it was invented by a golfer to correct his strong left hook. But for golfers who don't have a strong hook, you end up either pushing the ball to the right, or you have to try to square up the club face in the last 100th of a second prior to impact, which is, for most people, an almost impossible task that takes at least a decade or more to master. So I designed a simpler, kind of more mechanical, more efficient golf swing that's both longer and more accurate than what is currently taught to golfers. The Somax golf swing, first of all, has a much bigger backswing and starts by moving the left knee, then followed by a fast hip rotation, then shoulder rotation, then arm rotation, and finally engaging the hands. So instead of lashing out at the ball, trying to get more distance, you start accelerating your entire body from the ground up. And because the hands are placed on the swing plane at address, and that's where they're going to be at impact, the swing is also more accurate. As an example to give you, a college golfer who mastered this swing in 4 weeks after I released the microfibers caused by lifting weights increased his average drive from 290 to 350. That's not his longest drive, that's his average drive. And that happens to be 15 yards longer than Bryson DeChambeau. who's the longest driver on tour, and this college golfer was just 5'11" and 170 pounds. So he didn't have a lot of muscle on him.
He didn't have to.
He didn't have to because he was using his whole body to swing his driver rather than trying to do it with just his upper body.
Right.
And because his hands were on the swing plane at address and he was teeing up in the center of his stance instead of forward, he also improved his fairway percentage from 55% to 93% at 350 yards. This means out of a round, he usually only misses one fairway. And when he misses that fairway, it's just by a couple of feet. I mean, his drives are so straight, and it's just, I've gone out and videotaped him playing 18 holes, and it's just like one fairway after another, after another, after another. He just keeps hitting them.
Bob?
And the average pro just gets 62% of his fairways at 292 yards.
You're making us very jealous, okay?
I hope so.
you said it's proprietary. You know, are you the only person that can? Are you flying around the world, or are there other people who practice microfiber reduction?
No, I'm the only one, and wow. I don't fly around the world. What I do, actually, since COVID started, is that I do my evaluations, which are 6-hour evaluations. I do those remotely. And then I do the first half of a golfer's program remotely as well. And it's actually turned out that it's actually more effective than starting them with microfiber reduction, because what causes microfibers to form is stress and tension. In other words, it's the body. When your muscles tense up, even if it's just from having a bad day, your connective tissue thinks that you've broken a bone and immediately starts to create microfibers to immobilize that area so the, quote, bone can heal. And the reason that the muscles tense up when you've broken a bone is because you have to keep the ends of those bones together in order for them to knit back together again. And sometimes the muscles tense up so much that the bones actually are pulled past each other, and then you have to go to a doctor, and he'll give you muscle relaxants and then set the bone, which basically is they pull the muscles until the bones move apart, and then they put the ends together, and then they put a cast on the outside,
yeah.
Just like nature is putting a cast on the inside. So I basically release the cast that nature never figured out how to release.
So SomaxSports.com is where you need to go. SomaxSports.com. If
right.
anything, you know, when you said shoulders, you know, my
yeah.
shoulders, my neck, I must have like one gigantic microfiber. You know, just like it's just all knitted together and it's going to hold me in place for the rest of my life.
It's very common in people who have stressful occupations.
Yes. So we're almost out of time, and I promised, and we're not going to be able to do it all today. So you're going to have to come back. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll come back
and tell your listeners how they can hit 350-yard drives.
You can do that, and you can also talk to us about breathing. Because
yeah.
I was most, when I started reading about, you know, we forget to breathe deep into the abdomen. And
well, a lot of times we can't because we have so many microfibers around our chest and stomach.
Oh, God, that too?
Yes. Sorry to give you the bad news, but, you know, it's better than thinking you have some kind of mental problem. It's not that, you know, it's not that you forget to do something, it's that you physically can't do it.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, I'm, you know, now we definitely, so we breathe about 17,200 times a day, and restrictions we have in chest expansion multiplied 17,200 times every 24 hours. My goodness, I'm starting to really worry.
Yeah, it's lucky you can make it into work in the morning.
or think, since I'm depriving my brain of oxygen. All right.
Exactly.
Okay, right. Bob, you're coming back on the show. You've passed. Thank you very much for being here. We've learned a lot today. Thank you. Okay.
Good luck.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back. You know, good luck is right, because in our world, we have so many challenges in addition to, you know, just getting over this pandemic and our global economic problems. I mean, it's not like we're the only ones. It's the whole world. Pandemic brought it on. You know, we just bought up everything during the pandemic. We had nothing better to do. But I digress. Attila Suresh is president of CyPAC, IT Management and Cybersecurity. That's the one. Cybersecurity. I mean, it's incredible. He doesn't have any time. He needs to have his microfiber reduction done. Yes. We're going to talk with Attila right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
K-O-R-L, Y&I, Honolulu, and we haven't gotten our ninth caller for the CopperTech glove, which is so cool. I mean, I put it on, I'm like, oh, wow, I want to wear this all the time. I want two. I want to be two gloves Danielle. So give us a call at 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at CyPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having CyPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at cypac.com. That's CYPA.com. Restoration 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Attila Suresh, President, CyPAC, IT Management, and Cybersecurity, based in Hawaii. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. You know, we were talking with this gentleman earlier about the stress and the body's reaction to it and how it makes us all tight and everything like that. That's why I said, all this stuff that you have to do over, hours and hours and hours untangling other people's problems, you needed to get microfiber reduction. But you are... Are you really, really busy?
I think that's an understatement. And in fact, when we were talking about preparing for the show, we were trying to figure out what to actually talk about because there's so much going on in the industry and in the world. Everyone that we talk to is worried about being hacked. And that's kind of a blanket statement. But these kind of fears stem from the news and just in the past couple weeks, not just Hawaii airports, but airports all across the country were compromised by Russian state actors. That means the guys that had ties to Russia. And they were able to get inside those websites and prevent them from loading up for passengers. And that caused a lot of concern because airports are critical infrastructure. That means that if there's any disruption in them, our entire economy stalls out. And critical infrastructure has become a major target for cyber criminals. That's not just airports, but power plants, water treatment plants. There's been several attacks on water treatment plants, oil and gas, transportation, government. So all of these are coming under attack. And in fact, these attacks occur in Hawaii on average about once every 11 minutes.
Whoa.
So if you've been listening to this for 11 minutes, there's a good chance that an attack has been thwarted on our infrastructure.
So what do they stand to gain for the attacks on our airport, for instance?
Sure. Well, think about Hawaii as a kind of the gateway to Asia. We are the primary line of defense. And, you know, in terms of warfare, there's kinetic warfare and then there's cyber warfare. And let me tell you, the kinetic warfare you can see, the cyber warfare you only see the results of. And if you think about it, you know, think about all the resources that are here in our lovely state and that protect us from everything else in the rest of the world. And so we become a target. And if they can disrupt critical infrastructure here, it can have a trickle-down effect to potentially a military presence. It can trickle down to contractors who are working on military projects.
Mm-hmm.
And, if that happens, now we have a real problem because now they are disrupting our ability to be mission ready.
So this attack on the airport that you were referencing at the very beginning was the computer systems, of course, to get passengers loaded onto the airplane?
That's a great question. So there are two different types of systems, and they're air gapped, meaning that they're separated by a physical air, right? And one system runs our air traffic control. There are others that run the airports. And there's another, one additional one, which is the public-facing website for the airports. And that is the one that came under attack. It's something called a DDoS attack, distributed denial of service. What that means is that they throw a bunch of junk packets from compromised computers from all around the world, and they pinpoint a specific location, and they attack that web server. And what's alarming about this is that, yes, maybe they did attack a non-critical web service. And, you know, it was a minor inconvenience. Some people were unable to look at the airport's website for a period of time. But it could have been testing the waters. Testing the waters to see if they could, you know, get a little bit further. I mean, obviously, they're not going to launch an attack without trying smaller attacks first. And this is what would be considered a little bit of a smaller attack. So there is reason for concern. I wouldn't say that things are over yet.
Right. And it sounded like practice to me. You know, that's the first word that, you know what I mean, that came through my mind when you were talking is, oh, they're practicing to get better, to see what they can pull off. So, I love how you put this. The bad guys are at it again. FBI issued a warning that cyber criminals and scammers are going to start targeting, possibly, former students who are trying to get debt relief under President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Now, how are they going to, you know, are they coming? I'm always worried they're coming into my computer like I've got something, you know? It's just, like you said, a fear. But how are they going to scam former students?
Sure. We see student scams pretty regularly. So this is not a new strategy. excuse me, but the big takeaway here is to look for current events, and they will anchor those current events towards known strategies to get at your bank account. So those kind of events could be natural disasters, student, like in this case, this is debt forgiveness. And the strategies are pretty similar. So you're going to hear about, I'm sure you've heard about the scammers, how they make folks run out and grab payment via gift cards. So they'll scare them into action.
Yeah.
The key takeaway here is that if there's anything with a sense of urgency, if you're ever contacted by phone, email, text, and they say, you need to pay us right now, it's an urgent offer, you need to run out and grab some gift cards. You know, in fact, while I was triaging at this particular airport hack we talked about earlier, I was also triaging on that same day someone who had their, who was fooled into sending over $900 in gift cards to an old acquaintance because they were pushed into a sense of urgency about a special offer that they might not ever have again, a once-in-a-lifetime offer. So think about this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime offer. You could get your student loans, forgiven. Wow, all you have to do is send out some gift cards or give us your bank account or give us your Social Security information, and we'll take care of this for you. Put on the brakes. That's a scam.
Yeah, it's like some people have gotten calls saying, your grandson is in jail, or your nephew needs money to get bailed out. I mean, and really, what state is my nephew? I don't even have a nephew. That could be someplace else. And my nephew's right next door. What are you talking about? But a lot of people don't know that.
You know, what's sad about this is you and I can sit here and laugh about it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm telling you, people get had every day. It's because we are all good human beings at our core. We all want to help. And if someone calls and reaches out to us and says, hey, I really need some help with this, our inclination is to believe them. And the key thing here is to look for emotion. If you have any sort of emotional compromise, or if you have an emotional connection to whoever's reaching out to you, your ability to think clearly goes down 15 times. So if there's an emotional component, such as a natural disaster, or, someone doesn't, is no longer alive in the family, or you have like a romantic connection to it, which is why the romance scams have been successful for 30 years now. Everything from the Johnny Depp scams from the early 2000s, where people would dress up like Johnny Depp from Jordan and say, hey, I love you with all my heart. Please send money to my family. Those kind of things, all the way to what we're seeing here with the student loans, right? Students are desperate to get their loans, forgiven. And if there's any possible way to do that and not have this lingering decades of debt lingering above their head, which I went through personally too. This is a real problem in our society. If there's a way they can get that forgiven, why not try it?
Right. Well, so what is the scam that the FBI is warning about? How do they approach someone who has a student loan, and how do they get ensnared in this?
Well, the FBI is warning that this is what we would consider an inflection event. So an event that makes it to the top of the news, right? So think about these scammers. What are they looking out for? The same news stories that you and I are seeing. And what they're more interested about is, okay, now that we have a news story, how are they going to target these these audience members, right? So how can they target these victims? They're going to target them through text messages. So, for instance, a text message may come in that says, hey, click here, submit your information to be considered for a student debt loan forgiveness program. Some key things to look out for is they're trying to get you to pay something up front in order for you to get something in return. The other scam that we're seeing simultaneous to this are job scams, where there are fake job listings, and applicants to those job listings think that they've been hired, so they go through an interview process, and at the very end of this whole process, they say, look, we want you to be able to work from home, But, you know, you need to buy a laptop in order to do that. We'll sell you the laptop for $1,500. Simply send us the money, and we'll send you the laptop in the mail. Complete scam, right? Wow. To think about, that is something that, you know, we just learned about this yesterday. So this is also happening this week. So in the same way, there are students that are being attacked in the same way, right? So they'll be baited into a process, and at the end of the process, they'll be asked to pay for something. Yeah. That's how you get commitment.
Yeah, I remember the first time I got one of the text messages saying my account had been hacked. Or, you know, and I needed to click here, or, you know, so that they could immediately do something about it. I'm like, and I was panicking, and I was calling my bank. I was like, help, my account's been hacked. I just got a message from you, and they said, we don't do that. So, you know, while I'm laughing at myself, but at the same token, I know how it feels to have that, I mean, you know, chicken skin right now. It's just a horrible, horrible feeling.
Yeah, you know, one thing that, that, you know, no one can really offer you is a hack-free guarantee. The only way that you can do that is to educate yourself and kind of stay calm on those kind of events when that happens to you. No, don't take it personal. It's completely automated systems. There's a process in place. There's known psychological techniques that we as human beings are familiar with, because we see them for marketers and commercial advertisers, and those same strategies are being used to get at our identity and our money. The key thing here, though, is look for a sense of urgency. I'm sure you've seen those ads in the paper that say, you know, hurry, act now, sail through Sunday. That's a sense of urgency.
Yes, totally understand. Completely understand. So, but you take care of, you know, all businesses. We're talking about individuals here, and I really appreciate that. But you really, you help everyone from people who have been scammed with gift cards to people who have major computer systems that are always under attack. And regardless of what level of security or what level of company that you have, Attila Serez is president of CYPAC, IT Management and Cybersecurity, based here in Hawaii. And his number is 808-861-9595. These guys are keeping you busy, and I certainly hope you're getting some swim time to relax.
I sure hope so.
Attila, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. You too. All right, we're going to say thank you to all the people who make this show possible. We've been around the world, haven't we, today? A little bit of this, a little bit of that. All right, today's show, and all our shows in the last couple of weeks, thank you to Aloha Power Equipment's Megastore. Aloha Power Equipment's Megastore, it's really a fabulous store. Just go in and check it out. It's next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Iwile. You'll find all of the Aloha Power Equipment you need or want. Huge savings. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, you name it. And speaking of names, whichever company that, you know, your favorite company that's making the equipment, they have their own section in the store. So you can go directly to your favorite manufacturer, and there it is. They're on Alakava, right next to the Costco gas station on that side of the street. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. And now Cross Country Mortgage, great customer service. Call Derek, Cross Country Mortgage. They're your personal mortgage lender. They make sure that their buyers are educated about what's going on when buying a home every step of the way. Derek, 808-445-4038. MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters. If you need help, MD Restoration is on it any time of the day, right away. disaster, you never know when it's going to strike your home, your office. Call MD Restoration for flood, fire, cleanup. They've also the licensed contractors that you can trust. They can not only clean things up, they can also make sure that everything's put back together again for you the way you like it to be. We are honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game of golf is to learn from a PGA, a PGA of America member who's taken a lot of classes, spent a lot of time not only on their game, that is, but also on making sure they know how to teach the game. And the love of the game to become a PGA, because there's a lot of work going into it. SIPAC, as you heard earlier, for cybersecurity for your company or your organization, it's SIPAC, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Just give them a call. The number is 808-861-9595. And if you're stumped, you don't have any idea what to give this great friend of yours, who seems to have everything, or somebody you've just met, you know, and you really want to make an impression. A Poipu Bay gift certificate, home of the Grand Slam of golf for years. Hawaii watched Tiger Woods play Poipu Bay for years. Kauai's South Shore gem. Everyone loves at the golf club getting a gift certificate from Poipu Bay, and that's the way to go. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.